Well, we continue making our long march through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This evening, we're at question and answers 91 and through 93. And you can find them in the back of the hymnal on page 975. 975. And I'm going to read question and answers 91, 92, and 93, and you can follow along. Beginning with question 91, it asks, how do the sacraments become effectual means of salvation? The sacraments become effectual means of salvation, not from any virtue in them or in him that does administer them, but only by the blessing of Christ and the working of the Spirit in them that by faith receive them. Well, what is a sacrament? Well, sacrament is a holy ordinance instituted by Christ, wherein by sensible signs, Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are represented, sealed, and applied to believers. And which are the sacraments of the New Testament? The sacraments of the New Testament are baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now, I've mentioned a couple times that really the final 20% or so of the Westminster Shorter Catechism is dealing with the ordinary means of grace that God uses to gather and grow His elect. And they are the Word, sacraments, and prayer. Now, last week we began looking at these three questions that deal with the sacrament. You may recall that I'm sort of working through them in reverse order. So the first one we looked at was question 93 that says there are two New Testament sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And this was over and against our Roman Catholic friends who believe there are seven sacraments. And question 92 taught us that these sacraments are outward and visible signs of inward and invisible graces. And the grace the sacraments communicate are the benefits of being united to Christ, along with all the benefits of the new covenant. And as I said last week, sacraments are never null and void for the believer. They'll be effectual means of salvation. But the question is, how? How are they effectual means of salvation? And that's what question and answer 91 addresses, and where we pick up this evening. Now, the Catechism begins by telling us there are two things that don't contribute to the effectiveness of the sacraments. First, they're not effectual from any virtue in them. The sacraments don't become something they're not. They don't change in substance. So, for example, there's no magic in the bread at the Lord's Supper. It doesn't become a different substance. It remains bread. And once more, the Westminster standards were saying this in contrast to the Roman Catholic view that believes in transubstantiation, which means there's a transfer of substance. Transubstantiation. The Roman Catholic view is that the bread becomes something different. It still appears to be bread, but the substance becomes the body of the Lord. And as such, according to our Catholic friends, the bread, in and of itself, necessarily conveys grace. And the Catechism rightly teaches that's not biblical. The substance of a sacrament doesn't change. So in the Lord's Supper, the bread remains bread. And in and of itself, there is no saving virtue in that bread. Now, the second thing our catechism tells us that doesn't contribute to the efficacy of the sacrament is the holiness of the one who administers the sacrament. In other words, a more godly minister doesn't contribute to a more godly or powerful administration of the sacrament. The Scripture tells us we should examine ourselves to make sure we don't participate in the sacraments unworthy or in an unbelieving manner. And the blessing of the sacrament doesn't come through the right minister. It comes only by the blessing of Christ and the Spirit-wrought faith in the one who receives them. And if you can remember from a few weeks back, what Brother Chris taught us is that's how the Word of God, especially the preaching of the Word, is made effectual for salvation. By the power of the Spirit, heard and applied by the listener by faith. And that's just how the visible Word, the sacraments, are made effectual for salvation, by the power of the Spirit when they're received and applied by faith. So, grace isn't just present in the sacrament. It's present by the divine blessing of Christ in the operation of the Holy Spirit. And it's not the minister or priest, piety or faith, but the faith of the recipient that receives that grace. And beginning next week, Lord willing, we'll begin to see how this works out specifically in the sacrament of baptism. And then after that, the Lord's Supper.